Worship Radio 247. David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional today. And we are currently looking at a brand new series on submission to God. And today we're at part 5. Incidentally, if you ever miss these daily devotionals and you'd like to hear them again, there's two ways now that you can do that. You can go to our website at www.worshipradio247.org and you can listen to them there. Just click on podcasts, or failing that, you can go to Podbean for a while. Let's look at this though. We're looking at submission to God, and today we're looking in John, the 4th chapter. And from verse 23 it says, "But there is a time coming, indeed it is here now, says Jesus, when true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. The Father is looking for those who will worship him in that way, for God is spirit, so those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth." Now, Jesus was talking to the woman at the well there when he brought these very, very profound words, beloved. And it is a way, I believe, by worship that we can submit to God. In a sense, that's why we created Worship Radio 247. Now, in the Hour One Nugget today, I was discussing this at length because we were looking at the Crown of Glory. And again, it links to the daily devotional. God does this. I don't do it. I certainly don't do it. It is all God that does this. He links these two words of Him together each and every day, it seems to me. And here Jesus is talking about worshiping in spirit and in truth. Now, you know, often I say, we're going to worship God now, and we're going to worship Him in spirit and in truth. And quite often I say that. I say it for a reason, because it's biblical. It comes straight out of Jesus' mouth. They are His words, beloved. Worshipping in spirit and in truth. And Jesus goes on to explain, because God is spirit. And so therefore we must worship in spirit. Because if God weren't spirit, we wouldn't be able to worship him in that way. But we allow our spirits to be lifted by listening to this music. And that music gets our spirits to rise up. And we're worshiping in truth as well. Because, well, quite frankly, if you're worshiping and you don't really mean it, what's the point? There is no point at all. So when you are worshiping, you are adoring Almighty God. Now, I'm not talking about praise now. Praise is a little bit different. I'm talking about worship, because Jesus is talking about worship. And we're talking about submitting to God through worship. It's one of the best ways I believe we can submit to Almighty God, is through worshiping Him. And if we worship Him in spirit and in truth, let's look at the word truth. Let's just think about that for a second. If you go and you sing because you're supposed to sing, imagine you're at church on Sunday and you don't feel like it, you're not in the mood, and they start singing the songs, and so you just say the words. For instance, the Lord's my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie in green pastures, He leads me beside still waters, He restores my soul, etc., etc. No feeling in it, no thought in it. You're just saying the words because you do. There's a hymn, "Immortal, Invisible, God Only Wise." You know, you say these words and they just run off your mouth. They come out of your mouth and they don't mean anything. The words have no meaning. So consequently, there's two things happening. Firstly, you're not worshiping in spirit, and secondly, you're not worshiping in truth, because there is no truth to what you're saying. For instance, if you were singing a song that says, "Jesus, I adore you. Jesus, I adore you. Come unto me, Lord. Fill me full of life. Jesus, I adore you." And if you were to say those words or sing those words, and you just said them or sang them, it means nothing. It's a waste of time. So therefore, that is when you are not worshipping in spirit and in truth, because you don't mean them. Oftentimes you will hear a song on Worship Radio 247 and perhaps you don't know it, so you can't sing along with it. But if your heart is listening to the music and you're agreeing with what the words are saying and your spirit is rising, beloved, you are worshipping at the same time you are worshipping in spirit and in truth. And if you don't know the words, you can just say things like, "Oh, I love you, Lord." I do that often. I often go to a church, I'll be preaching into the church, and I won't know quite a few of the songs that they're singing. I won't know them. So I'm not going to try and sing them and make a mess of it, but I will just lift my hands and say, "Lord, I adore you. I worship you in spirit and in truth now. And I declare to you, Lord, that you are my Father, and I am your adopted child. And I can declare this, Lord, that I love you with every part of my being. I love you with all of my heart and with all of my soul. And I worship you in this way." If you were to say that, or something similar to that, or just simply, "I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord." And your eyes are closed and you're being lifted into the throne of grace. And if you can imagine yourself standing with other worshipers before Almighty God in the throne room, then believe you me, you are worshiping in spirit. And also because of that, you are worshiping in truth. And I have to say this to you, beloved. If you are not doing that and you're listening to Worship Radio 247, I urge you to change. I urge you to spend time listening to the music. Oftentimes when we listen to the radio, we'll listen to the radio and it'll be in the background. In my house, for instance, we have BBC Radio 2 on now and again, and it's on in the background, and no one's listening to it. No one knows what's going on. It's just there in the background. But that was not why Worship Radio 247 was designed. It was designed for you to be interactive. It was designed for you to listen. It was designed for you to join in. It was designed for you to worship God in spirit and in truth, 24 hours a day, whenever you want, whenever you need to worship. We heard, like a mini testimony, if you will, an email that came from Kevin, who is in Trinidad, and he was talking about the fact that he has Worship Radio 247 on his iPhone or on his phone, and he's got his earphones in and he goes to sleep with that. And the reason for that, he says, "I want to go to sleep in an atmosphere of worship." That is incredible. I've never done that. He says, "I want to go to sleep in an attitude of worship, in an atmosphere of worship." Consider that. What I want to know from that dear brother in Trinidad is how he is when he wakes up. I want to know what happens when he opens his eyes in the morning, when he awakens after he has just been sleeping in an atmosphere of worship. I want to know from him. And if you're listening right now, I want you to send me another email and I want you to tell me how you are first thing in the morning, what you feel like. How does your day go when you've done that? Just imagine that. Sleeping in an atmosphere of worship. And I believe when we come to worship God in spirit and in truth, and we enter into worship and we enter into the throne room of grace to be before our Almighty God, our lives are going to change. They have to change. They have to change, because what we're achieving from this worship is a wonderful and true intimacy with Almighty God. And by worshipping him, what we are doing, we are saying, Lord God Almighty, I worship you in spirit and in truth, and I submit to you now. The submission to God, I believe, is complete with worship. I just want you to say right now, as I am closing, Lord God, I love you. Lord God, I love you. Lord God, I love you. I adore you, Lord, and I worship you in spirit and in truth, and I submit to you in Jesus' name. Oh, Father, you are so wonderful. Father, I pray in Jesus' name for everyone who is listening to this daily devotional, either live on the radio, on the repeat, or on the podcast, Lord, it matters not. I pray in Jesus' name that you fill that person now full of your Holy Spirit. Fill them to overflowing, Lord. Let your love pour upon that person now in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray. Amen and amen.